Here's Bill Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
Mr. Bozell, where are you, sir? Mr. Bozell, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Where are you?
I'm in. My daughter right now is having a bake sale for the Girl Scouts. We're helping out at.
What happened Sunday night? You were watching The Sopranos?
Sunday was a night we were invited. Actually, no, Sunday night was The Sopranos was on TV. We were invited for dinner on Monday night at the people who live next door to us, the Santangelo family. When we got into the house, they served us wine out of a large bottle, as opposed to the normal wine bottles you will normally see. This is a large, what I'm told is a Chianti bottle. Then I saw something that I don't think I'll ever forget. They were stuffing peppers with ground sausage that they had made themselves, and I remember feeling, at that time my hands started to sweat because I was afraid. I told them I had seen the movie.
You were frightened because you had seen The Sopranos and these people are Italians.
I had told them that I had seen the movie The Sopranos and I'd appreciate it if they would not act as much Italian as they were, because it scares me on account of The Sopranos. And I had also seen their Italian kids, because their kids are Italian too. They were playing Monopoly upstairs with my daughter when I went upstairs to see how my daughter was doing. And when you see Italian kids holding money with their olive oil hands.
All right, when you say olive oil hands, sir, do you have a prejudice against Italians?
No, sir, I do not. But this movie, The Sopranos, that I saw, shows Italians what they call whacking a man, what they call on the vigorish, and what they also call hijacking.
These are things that the mafia involves itself in.
That is correct. But here's the whole difference between the Sopranos movie and the mafia movies that you've seen. These people live on a street where there's other houses and there's people going to work, and they live on the street. And we have never been told about that. We've been told about that they live in the city, and they go to a coffee shop or what have you. But we had never been told that these Italians live on the street, where I live or where you may live.
Well, mafia has to live somewhere.
But you don't know. You don't know. And I think what this TV show Sopranos thinks it's doing is it's promoting the Italian way of life. But I'm trying to say to you, and I'm trying to say to your listeners, through my attorney as well, Dolores Blasingame, she's in Riverside, California, who's helping with a restraining order, that these people are living right next door to us. And that's what this Soprano movie that I saw made me feel so frightened about.
We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He is a construction contractor.
In Corona, California, yes.
And he is attempting a restraining order on his Italian next-door neighbors because The Sopranos now shows that it's possible there's mafia living next door.
That's right.
Do you think that your neighbors are mafia?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is they can stop scaring us by exhibiting all of their Italian things that they do.
Well, that's like saying a black guy scares you, so stop being black, or an Irishman.
No, it's totally different.
How is it different?
Because on the Soprano movie, they show that they're criminals and they live, all the Italian people are living in suburbs all over America, and that's the whole difference. The black people don't have a criminal organization like the Italians do. And if you watch on the Soprano movie, they show that the Italian criminals gone back a lot of years.
Now, you said you were frightened when you saw their children playing with money. Is that right?
If you see Italian children playing with money,
is there something sort of, is there an archetype there?
Well, you just see, okay, so look at that. And these kids, they beat my daughter at Monopoly like three games, which shows the La Cosa Nostra cost people millions of dollars. We've got terrorists everywhere. The mafia whacks people, and they laughed.
The reason why you're getting this restraining order is because your wife laughed at you and your next-door neighbor laughed at you, right?
Yes, they did, sir. They laughed, and my wife laughed at me, too.
After you said, please don't be so Italian, you're scaring me.
That is correct. And I explained to my wife, when she asked to leave, I told her, don't you understand that these people could be mafia? And you look at their children, they look so comfortable handling money. And
well, you're assuming they're a mafia, and you don't know that they're mafia, do you?
No, you do not, and that's for law enforcement. But all I simply said was, please don't exhibit Italianness, because that does frighten me.
Was your wife frightened? Were your kids frightened? You know,
well, I told my daughter that they could be mafia, and then she got scared.
Well, don't you? That's a little unfair to say that to the child. Was your wife frightened?
I think she laughed at me. My wife should be backing me up.
But was she frightened?
My wife doesn't know enough about the world. She's a housewife. She does not really read newspapers or anything.
So when you said, please don't be as Italian as you're being, and you said particularly with them stuffing peppers with ground pork.
Yeah, but understand, they ground it themselves. They made it themselves. This is all part of... I'm trying to say that...
All right, well, we'll get into the restraining order. You want to have a restraining order issued by your attorney, Dolores Blasingame, that would, that would say they are not allowed they're not allowed to do what? They're not allowed to use their name?
We are trying to restrain them from using the name Santangelo. We'd like it to use more of an anglicized name. We are also asking that they can't cook Italian. I don't want their kids near my kids, and that their name, that they don't use their name until the season's over. This is America. Let's let the courts sort it out. I mean, the Soprano TV show gives us pause to reflect on the Italians that live in our neighborhood, and the fact that I, share a fence with this man, scares me.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Stephen Bozell. He is a contractor, a construction contractor from Corona, California, who has grown frightened of his neighbors who are Italian. The last name is Santangelo.
Yes.
Are you afraid that they're mafia?
I don't know, but what I am saying is the Italian-American has those connections.
But wouldn't you like to ask them?
Well, you sure don't know.
Well, all right, you can't go up to an Italian and say, are you in the mafia? But, I mean, wouldn't you rather assume?
No, sir, I cannot assume. No, sir, I cannot assume. I will not assume that they're not mafia. I can only assume that there is the possibility that they're mafia. And if you have seen the Soprano movie, it shows how they do live in the suburbs. And when you look at their little children who handle money with their little olive oil hands, you talk about...
Well, you're frightened. Your wife isn't frightened, you say, because she's not really hip to the news.
No, my wife doesn't know anything about the news. My wife is very unconnected to the news. She doesn't know what's going on. And I know a lot. Now, this Tony, if you've seen the Soprano movie, shows he kills people, and his house looks very much like my neighbor, Paul Santangelo's house, which is another thing that I was saying, that a lot of the Italians, it is well known, they don't have very good taste in architecture. They go, especially mafia, they go for really garish things. They have, like, flamingos on their lawn, and Mr. Santangelo has bad taste. Oh, God, it's bad taste.
All right, so you're assuming that this man could be in the mafia because his home is not decorated properly. Because...
No, Mr. Henry...
No, I know what you mean. I mean, I saw photographs of Paul Castellano's home when the FBI was wiretapping his house. A lot of them are very garish. A lot of them don't have a lot of style, but it doesn't necessarily mean... If an Italian-American doesn't know how to decorate properly...
I mean, I'm talking about leopard skin and all of this nonsense. Ridiculous-looking things, wall hangings that you would never want to have. And I think, as funny as it sounds...
Well, I got to tell you something. I know why your wife laughed at you. I mean...
Well, sir, I can tell you that you don't know the experience of being afraid that there's mafia...
No, but I mean, to say, hey, honey... I got to get a restraining order because these people are acting too Italian. And then you say that you know somebody's in the mafia because their home isn't decorated properly.
Look, I pointed out to April when we left the Santangelo's that their garage door was closed. And everybody in our neighborhood leaves the garage door open because we've got mini bikes. We have ATVs. Children are coming in and out. We have our lawnmowers. All of us do the lawns on the lawnmowers. But their garage door is closed. That's also very significant to me. That's also very significant to me.
All right, well, the restraining order that I got a copy of this from your attorney, which thank you, by the way, for that, asks them not to cook Italian, not use their name, and a number of other things that you've put here in this restraining order so that they don't act as Italian as they are and therefore they don't frighten the neighbors until you can sort it out. And what would be sorted out?
I think we should get into the bottom of whether they're mafia or not. And I think it's a wake up call for every neighborhood in America. If you have Italians or Italian Americans living on the block, you need to look into it. And if they scare you because they're acting Italian, then you have to have a restraining order. Then they won't be Italian, and you can look into it and find out if they are a mafia or not.
All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell with a bizarre restraining order on his neighbor who is Italian. His family's Italian-American, and their very actions remind him of the television show The Sopranos, which is about a Italian family, Italian-American family, that also happens to be mafia. And his point is if Italians want to live in America, they should act American. And he was frightened by their behavior. And until they can sort out whether they're mafia, he doesn't want them acting Italian. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
And I'm with Stephen Bozell, a man with a very unusual restraining order on an Italian neighbor of his who he says scares him and his family because he's Italian. And during the Sopranos season, which is a television show about a mafia family, that scares people. And I think, sir, it's an abuse of the legal system for you to...
No, I've heard that before.
No, hold on. It's an abuse of the legal system for you to go out for a restraining order on people living their lives.
I've got a right to use the court system of the United States of America. I'm an American, and I have a right to use the court system. And
well, what if I, as a taxpayer, don't like you using my tax money so you can get restraining orders on some guy so he doesn't cook Italian?
Look, I don't mind the Italian people. My neighbor, Paul Santangelo, has been very friendly over the years, but during the Soprano season, I'm saying that he and other Italians must be more careful not to scare people because of the Soprano influence.
Be more careful to scare people, and you're willing to have a restraining order.
Yes, sir, I am.
Even if it costs me a taxpayer money.
That's I got a constitutional right. That's your job, to pay tax dollars because of my constitutional right.
I just think it's an abuse of the system, sir, okay?
Well, that's too bad. I have a family, and what if... If this individual turns out to be Italian-American and also mafia, I don't know.
Is that the fear that he's a mafia guy?
He's Italian-American, and it is very scary when the Soprano season is on to see these people all oily and everything.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Do you think a restraining order against an Italian neighbor should be issued so that he doesn't act so Italian during the Soprano season and scare his neighbors? Joe, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Joe?
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just calling about your last caller. I mean, that's ridiculous. So he's not supposed to act Italian during the Soprano season, but it's okay when the Sopranos aren't on?
I think that if you ask the average American, I think Italian-Americans take on a different kind of frightening...
Well, I'll ask you, I am an Italian-American, and, you know, I mean, I'm 19 years old, I watch The Sopranos. I don't say I'm going to go act like I'm in the mafia because I see The Sopranos. You know, if I watched a show with an African-American, you know, pretending to be a gangster, does that mean I'm going to go, you know, I have to go put a restraining order on all black people in my neighborhood?
Yeah, but there's no black... La Cosa Nostra.
There's not just an Italian mafia. Well, you know, you need to understand something. There's not just an Italian mafia.
Yes, there is.
There's a Japanese mafia. There's a black mafia.
Well,
there's
I've
an
never
Irish
heard
mafia.
Of that. I've never heard of a black mafia. I've heard about gangs and stuff, but there's only about five guys in those. But the Italians...
Sir, honestly, you make no sense. You sound very uneducated.
Well, sir, if I sound uneducated, are you trying to tell me there's no mafia?
I'm not trying to
he's
tell
not
you
saying
no mafia,
that. No, he's not saying
but what
this,
I'm
no.
trying to tell you is there's many forms of the mafia.
Okay, the problem that I've got is that Italians tend to show off during the Soprano season. They walk around, you know, being big shots, you know, gold chains and everything, trying to be big shots.
Well, you know, most Hispanics and African Americans walk around 90% of the time with gold chains, and many, many white people also. Does that mean they're trying to be big shots? I don't understand your point.
I'm saying that
they're acting Italian.
Italians are always acting more Italian when The Sopranos is on, and The Sopranos.
Dad, can I ask you a question? What nationality are you?
I come from Knoxville, Tennessee.
No, what nationality
are
you?
Nationality?
I'm an American.
You're American. You have no background as far as nationality.
My background is German.
You're German. Okay. So now, would you be offended if you saw Hitler on TV? Would I have to go put a restraining order on you because I thought you were a Nazi?
No, because there's no Nazis.
There's no Nazi does not exist anymore?
Okay, I would ask you this question, sir. Tell me one TV show that's about that's a weekly drama about Nazis.
What about Hogan's? What about Hogan's?
Name one?
What about Hogan's Heroes?
That wasn't about Nazis. That was about Americans who was messing with Nazis. That made Nazis look bad.
But Nazis made themselves look bad, sir.
Well, but there's no TV show on that says, you know, at the Hitler family, and he goes out every day and burns a Jew and comes back and cooks breakfast. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
Well,
what you're saying makes no sense to me. I mean, I'm sorry, but like seriously, you sound like.
I don't know
if you've been drinking tonight or something, or you got spooked by something, but I mean...
I got frightened very deeply by a neighbor of mine who is Italian-American after I'd seen the Sopranos movie on Sunday night.
Well, let me tell you something, sir. You know, let me say, if your neighbor...
He's making sausage and everything? What am I supposed to do with that?
Because he's making sausage, you should be afraid.
No, sir, what I'm saying...
He came into the guy's house and he was stuffing peppers with pork sausage. Is that right?
Okay, you laugh. Go ahead and laugh. My wife laughed at me. My neighbors laughed at me.
Well, there's a reason why they laughed at you. It's because...
You know,
And I got to tell you this other thing. I thought it was kind of offensive for you to say that the Italian kids look really scary when they're handling money.
You should see Italian children when they're playing Monopoly.
They're playing Monopoly.
Yes, sir. It's a whole other...
I honestly, I ate spaghetti and meatballs yesterday. I didn't go out and kill anyone.
That's not what I would call Italian because
I am Italian, sir.
I know, but
Italian.
Do you eat veal with marinara sauce or things like that? That's when you get into more of an Italian way of acting. Also,
I do eat that, sir. You can go into any Italian restaurant and does not make you a mafia.
What about
mafia?
White Peter t-shirts and everything.
You know where I went on Saturday night, last Saturday night? We were in Little Italy in New York. We were having dinner. We had a wonderful time. All of the restaurants were fantastic.
Because you're a tourist.
I'm sorry?
Because you're a tourist.
Oh, so I see. So they marked me for a tourist, and they treated me real good.
Tell me if you were just a regular guy, that they wouldn't try to whack you or something like that.
Let me ask you a question. You know, okay, you want to put a restraining order against your neighbors. Now, say they are mafia. Do you think that's a smart idea to put a restraining order against your mafia neighbors?
They won't be able to come near me. They won't be coming.
Yeah, okay.
If you watch The Sopranos, you would realize
that restraining orders really wouldn't
stop. Don't
do
anything. Thanks, Joe, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask a few questions, if I might, of the gentleman who has the suit.
I'm right here, sir.
Okay.
My name's Steve Bozell. Your name is?
My name is George.
Yes, sir.
My question is, first of all, is you mentioned your wife, and you said she's a housewife and unaware of the ways of the world.
She's like a lot of housewives who just sit and they don't read the newspaper or anything.
Yeah, okay. That's an assumption, but we won't go there.
I live with her.
Okay, I understand. What is your level of education? How much education?
Excuse me. You're not going to start talking to me about my education, okay?
I own my own business, all right?
I mean, what's your level of education? Let's get the cards out on the table.
I have a master's degree, but that's...
I don't know
what that means.
Whatever that means.
Let me ask you this.
I'm trying to protect my family.
I am not trying to be offensive to you.
The possibility of a Guinea family that lives next door...
I don't like the term Guinea family either.
Well, they're...
Do you understand?
George, hold on, George. I do have to take a break, but we'll get right back to you, I promise. And Mr. Stephen Bozell of Corona, California, who wants a restraining order on his Italian neighbors because during the Sopranos season, they are very frightening. Italians are scary. Don't act so Italian. Do you believe that this is an abuse of our legal system or not? A restraining order that's going to cost money. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back. 1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Okay, Steve?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was talking to my daughter who's she's selling cakes here at the bake sale.
Stephen Bozell is with us, and I'm glad that you're spending time with your family. You're talking about other people's families, Italian-Americans not acting so Italian during the Sopranos season.
Well, let me put it to you this way, Phil. We ask Arabs that are over in America not to wear their turbans and not to act so Arab because of the 9/11 terror attacks. Why can't we also ask the Italians not to wear all of their things that they wear because of the mafia attacks? Because 9/11 and the mafia, what's the difference? It's the same thing. It scared me. And
well, what are you going to tell Italians not to wear?
There's a number of things. I mean, the garlic scent that they carry with them, there's dark. A lot of them...
What do you mean garlic scent? My wife is German and Spanish, and she's... My wife eats garlic like it's going out of style.
But does she have the smell?
Do she have the smell?
I'm sorry, does she have the smell?
Some nights, yeah.
Well, it's well known, and you can poo-poo it if you want. You want to poo-poo it, but they wear dark shirts with white ties. They drive black cars. Their kids are very good at soccer. These are the things that we worry about.
So, anyway, Mr. Bozell is asking Italians not to act so Italian during the Sopranos season because it's scaring him. He's got a restraining order that he wants to issue, which is going to take up time and trouble in the courts against his neighbor, Mr. Paul Santangelo. Don't act so Italian. Here is Ann. Go ahead, Ann. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes. I want to tell you that the reason why your wife laughed at you is because she thinks you're an idiot.
She doesn't know anything about how the world runs and with all the Italians and everything.
You don't seem to... You're the one that doesn't know how the world works. If you did, you sit on the pub in a person's home, you eat their food, you respect them. If you're nice to people... People are going to be nice to you.
Yes, however.
And you told this other gentleman that you want to put the cards on the table. Well, I wouldn't put my cards on the table with you because you don't deal with a full deck.
Wait a second. Are you calling me crazy?
No, you're not crazy. You're nuts.
All right. Can I ask you a question? Because I bet you I already know the answer. You're Italian, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I'm Puerto Rican.
God, that is a lie. It's a filthy lie.
No, the lady just said she's a Puerto Rican. I mean, what?
I am Puerto Rican, born in Puerto Rico.
And you're not Italian?
No, I am not Italian.
Puerto Rico's not in Italy.
I'm trying to make that clear. You're not?
She's Puerto Rican.
Okay, then let's put our cards on the table, okay?
No, you don't deal with a full deck.
If you say that one more time, go ahead. Say Mama Mia.
If I say that one more time, you're going to what?
I just don't like people repeating the same thing over and over.
Well, you seem to be repeating over and over about the Italians.
And let's put our cards on the table, all right?
Not your cards I don't want on the table.
Why?
Because you don't deal with a full deck.
What's the matter?
Just go ahead and say it. I dare you to say that's a mighty big meatball. Go ahead, I dare you.
That's a what?
Say the words, that's a mighty big meatball.
Well, as far as meatballs, I'm not a meat eater. But if they
just
say you, why not?
Just say that's a spicy meatball. Go ahead, say it.
Because I don't eat meat.
Mr. Henry, seriously, I think the woman's
I'm a vegetarian.
All right, anyway, what's the point of this conversation that we're having here?
She's lying.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I wouldn't eat at the same table with you.
Well, you know something? You don't understand that we've got something called the mafia in this country. And
we have a lot of problems. We have a lot of problems in this country.
And you go by a guy...
And it's people like you that creates it.
No, ma'am, I don't.
Well, you're jamming up the court system with a restraining order against somebody being Italian, whatever that is.
I told you it's the garlic scent and the olive oil smile.
What's an olive oil smile?
That smile that they give you. And I
tell me something. What's a German smile?
In any event, Mr. Henry, the restraining order will keep people from being Italian during the Sopranos season, and that's all I pray, hope and
Listen,
pray.
Listen, you should take some olive oil and cook for you.
You know, a lot of people don't realize the Italian kids are shaking my kids down at Monopoly. And I don't want the kiss of death, which is what they give you when you go to their house.
What's the kiss of death?
You don't know what that is?
No.
That's when a man kisses another man on the lips. And that means he's going to kill him.
Well, if you go over to your buddy, Mr. Santangelo's house, and he kisses you on the lips, it probably means he wants to marry you. He doesn't want to kill you, okay?
Well, all right. But I was just worried.
Thanks a lot, man.
Is that it?
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it. Steven Bozell, he's afraid of his neighbor being Italian during the Soprano season, and he wants to put a restraining order on the guy smelling like garlic and stuffing, what was it? Peppers with pork sausage, yeah. 1-800-449-868. What is the matter now, sir?
They got a horse head in the bedroom and all that.